This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Thursday afternoon. I'm Scoot. Glad you are with us this afternoon. You know, there's a lot to get to on the show, and I am so looking forward to this game tonight, and another college football playoff game tonight. The other one is tomorrow night. These are the semifinals, and the final championship college football game is going to be Monday night, January the 19th. I don't know about you, but this past Monday night, I really missed Monday night football. And even though we still have a lot of football left to come, this is kind of a reminder that the football season... Excuse me. It's kind of coming to an end, which is kind of sad, you know, because we wait so long for the season to get here. And, man, before you know it, it's over and the Saints season is over. But, you know, I'm still into it. So this hour, I want to talk a little bit about the serious calls for boycotts of the NFL. Remember how serious some of these people were? Boycotting the NFL. Never watching the NFL again, man. A guy takes a knee, man. Other people taking a knee. Forget it. I'm done with the NFL. Then the end racism. Words in the end zone and on helmets. Damn, the NFL brings politics into this. To hell with them, man. I'm not watching the NFL anymore. In fact, this is the subject of a video that I did yesterday on Scoot on the Air Instagram, Facebook, and Scoot on the Air Substack. And you can check it out at any one of those locations on social media and comment on it as well. But we'll have the answer to that. Did the boycotts work? We'll talk about that here in just a few minutes. As you know, there's just a really ugly situation going on in Minnesota. And once again, controversy in Minnesota. I don't know why that area seems to be so prone to controversy, but it is. That's where George Floyd was. That's where there have been so many controversies. And there's just something about that area that is very combustible when it comes to political issues. So we know that that's going on. I don't know what to think. I don't know enough about it, to be honest with you. I've seen the video, but there are still some details missing. What I don't like hearing is that the administration is trying to control the information. And that leads me to believe that maybe the ICE agents did not act properly. And the administration wants to protect them because this is the pet project of the administration. One thing that concerns me is, by their own admission, the administration was trying to rush people through the process of becoming ICE agents, because Stephen Miller set up a quota for the number of people that needed to be removed from the country. And in order to meet that quota, they needed a certain number of ICE agents. So these people did not go through any kind of extensive training. Now, some people who applied may be former law enforcement. They may have significant training. But a lot of people who just rushed to get the money, and we talked about this on the show, don't be too fooled by the $60,000 bonus that's being offered. You get $10,000 in the beginning, and the rest is supposed to come over time. Now, based on the way this administration has not always followed through on things, I'm not sure you're going to get the money, but you are going to get $10,000 up front for joining ICE. Now, if you don't meet certain requirements, and if you leave ICE too soon, you have to pay the $10,000 back, and of course, you don't get the rest of the money. Those who get the $10,000 and go through the training process may be able to get the money if they actually give the rest of the money to them, the other 50 grand, if they meet certain requirements. But again, if they leave, they're not going to get the money. So, look, if you don't have a job and if you're sitting around and this is something that you would be interested in, then go apply. I mean, you get 10 grand in the bank, it's my understanding, right away. That's kind of cool. But if you're quick to spend it and it's not what you want it to be and you leave, you're going to have to pay the money back. So, you know, just keep that in mind. But the point is, law enforcement is a very, very specific, complicated career choice. And you can't just have people off the street joining law enforcement because they're not necessarily capable of doing the job. Some people can be trained, but if they're not capable, if there's something about them that is just not congruent with doing law enforcement work, then that's a bad situation. All right, I'm Scoot. I'm glad you're with us on this Thursday afternoon. The president has also talked about sending humans back to the moon by 2030. That's 4 years from now. Should we go to the moon? And what do we do when we get there? Well, we'll talk about that this afternoon as well. All right, let's get to a few of your calls left over from last hour. We also have some text messages to get to. Let's go to Anthony. Anthony, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Scoot, it's a great thing that we have Facebook, because Facebook have shown every angle of that shooting in Minneapolis, right? Every angle. So when you make a statement about what the president said or this administration said, when the people actually know and see all this stuff this president and administration have done, right, and people know that this president should be locked up somewhere, right, people know all this, and when you make a statement about that woman being deranged and you say things like, oh, no one was there, so they don't know, when Facebook have shown every angle, it makes you look like you are trying to be biased or cover for or help this administration in some type of way.
Well, Anthony, right? Listen, I'm going to ask you, Anthony, if you call the show again in the future, I'm going to ask you to actually listen to what I say before you comment, because I did not say the woman was a deranged leftist. I didn't say she was deranged, and I didn't even pass comment on a conclusion when it comes to this. So don't call this show and accuse me of saying things that I didn't say. You're not going to get on if you do that. Let's go to Paul in Michigan. Paul, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have two main points. All right, they're saying that this ICE agent that shot was 6 months ago dragged in a car and injured. Why did he step in front of another vehicle? Anyway, all right. Now let's go to the mindset of the lady. Put aside the fact that there's a lack of training and no psychological evaluation, and there's been reports of innocent people being sent to El Salvador and just being disappeared. Why wouldn't she run?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess so. I mean, it's hard for me to put myself in that person's position, but you know, there are a lot of people who are scared, and they have reason to be scared, because somehow the Constitution is ignored when it comes to a number of different things, and it's just whatever the administration wants. And again, these are the characteristics of a dictatorship, and I'm uncomfortable with that.
Well, one more thing. As long as Kristi Noem is more concerned about dressing up in cosplay costumes, it's impossible to take this department serious.
Hey there, cowgirl. How you doing? Can you lasso me and tie me up, girl? She was wearing that cowboy hat, and she's got the belt buckle, and she's all dressed up like a cowgirl. Yeehaw! Yeah,
it's embarrassing.
Throw a saddle on the bed and see what she does. All right, Paul, I appreciate the call.
No, thank you.
Yeah, listen. Yeah, Kristi Noem seems to like to cosplay, and she's cosplaying today. You'll see her in the news, all dressed up like a cowgirl. Yeah, she'd be a cowgirl. Yes, sir. She's got those Botox lips and all that makeup on, and she does looks real party. She's a party girl. She is, but she's a cowgirl right now. All right, let's go to Chuck and Gonzalez. Chuck, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. What I see happening is a guerrilla police force, a federal-installed guerrilla police force, that's ICE. They're ignoring every other law agency in the country, maybe a little bit, not the Fed, but definitely the states. I listened to that Minneapolis police chief yesterday. And what I heard in his voice, and that guy's a pretty sharp dude. You could tell he had a lot of experience in police force work. I see the beginnings of what I've been saying for a long time, that we're on the precipice of a serious civil war in this country. And what's going to happen is, as soon as the first shot is fired from a local police unit and kills an ICE agent or vice versa, or multiple back and forth, which is probably what's going to end up happening, that's when all hell is going to break loose. Because if you go watch that movie Civil War, which I say Hollywood always seems to predict things that happen not too far in the distant future, that's exactly what happened. Different factions of military establishments in the country, whether it's the police force, ICE guerrilla squads, or whatever you want to call it, the military, scary, really scary, they're going to start fighting against each other, and then the common citizen is going to start getting involved with, you know, like Red Dawn and stuff like that. And it's going to get ugly. It's going to get really ugly.
I hope it doesn't, but I have the same concerns.
I think it's happening right in front of us, Scoot, and we just ignore it. The president does. There's no rule of law in this country anymore. We take over other countries. We take over ships at sea. We do whatever the president wants to do. This guy has only one thing on his mind, and it's power and money. And he's willing to do anything to get it. And all the stooges that work for him right now, it's just like Nazi Germany. They're afraid to do anything because he'll take care of them the way he's taking care of the average citizen out there right now. Yeah. This whole charade of going after illegal immigrants, that's a charade. That is a charade to do what he really wants to do, which is to take over everything. Yeah. Greenland, I mean, we're going to get into a serious war with the rest of the world. The rest of the world is really getting pissed off at it. Yeah. I play this golf game on the internet, and it's a golf game that plays against people all over the world. And periodically we talk to each other, and it shows your flag of where you're from. The rest of this world, the common person, they think the United States has freaking totally lost their minds. And the rest of the world is going to eventually just go, okay, this is it. We'll just band together, and they'll just come after us because we're starting to really act like Hitler and Nazi Germany.
You know, it's really, Chuck, it's scary. I hate that you may be right. I don't like what you're saying because you might be right. And those are all legitimate things that I've talked about as well, and I appreciate the call. I've talked about this idea of a national police force. It first came in the form of the president talking about sending the National Guard into cities. This was the idea of a national police force that would start to control law in cities. The forces of ICE have now also transformed into sort of a prototype for a national police force. Do you know why the administration was so upset when Mark Kelly and others said, hey, to the military, to our servicemen and women, you do not have to follow orders that are illegal? The administration was really ticked off at that because they want to be able to give orders to the military and not have the military question it. They want to be able to give illegal orders to the military, and this is another form of the beginning of a dictatorship. I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't, but the attempt is there. You know, the one thing that dictators have on their side is the military. Dictators have the military on their side. The military backs them. And the citizens, even if it's a majority of the citizens, they don't have any say-so. The military backs the president. And they don't care about constitutions. They don't care about anything like that. They care about backing the president no matter what the president does. So what the president and the administration are trying to do is they're trying to create this mentality in the military that you listen to us no matter what we tell you. And it doesn't matter whether it's legal or not. You listen to us. That is apparently the beginning of the formation of this national law enforcement mentality where the Constitution doesn't matter and local law enforcement doesn't matter. And the only thing that matters is what we tell you. The only thing that matters is manifesting the will of the administration, regardless of the legality of it. So, you know, this should send chills up the spine of every American. Now, you know, this is a lot more serious than I like to get now, but it's kind of scary and we have to talk about it. And everything is based on politics. You know, one thing that the caller, Anthony, who was totally, you know, wrong with what I said, it was the vice president who described this woman as a deranged leftist. And everything is defined in terms of political battle lines. If somebody does something against the administration, they're just deranged leftists. They're not Americans. They are just deranged liberal Democrats that don't like America. They hate America. That's the narrative. On the other side, if the right does something, then the left is going to be quick to point out that, you know, these are just right-wing radicals. Some are, but these are just right-wing radicals that, you know, that want things their way. And everything is defined in terms of right or left. You know, we're beginning this new year with just the sad reality that we are not Americans first. We're left and right first. You're either for the president or against the president first, and you're American second. And it has never been that way, and it shouldn't be that way now. And it's going to be really interesting to see how all of this transpires. But to be honest with you, you know, this is the kind of stuff that it's serious stuff. It's being talked about everywhere. And it just, we need to be more aware of what is forming here. And the attempts to form things, and if the Democrats win the election this year and somehow take control of Congress, you know what you're going to hear from the administration. It was fixed. I mean, they've already got the game plan set up that it was fixed. It was not a fair election, and there are going to be a lot of Americans who believe it. There are still a few people who believe that the 2020 elections were fixed. And, you know, this is the redundancy. This is the stuff that is based on false information that I get sick and tired of talking about. And as important as it is, I just don't want this show defined by this hate in this country. And when we have to talk about it, we will, as we are right now. But I don't want to continue with this. You know, I mean, again, it is important, and I will pay attention to it. I'll spend some time talking about it on Scoot on the Air Substack. If you haven't downloaded the app yet, download the Substack app and join me on Substack. Also, Facebook and Instagram. I'll be honest there, and sometimes there will be political talk there. But I mean, I get tired of using airtime talking about, you know, the same thing, the hate in this country. That is irrational, the hate that is based on misinformation, the hate that is conjured up, like the woman who testified on January the 6th on Capitol Hill. She was part of the January 6th riots 5 years ago. And when President Trump offered pardons, she did not accept the pardon because she said, I admit I'm guilty. I did it. And I did it because the president and Republicans scared me into thinking that Democrats wanted to throw out the Constitution and turn this into a communist country. And that Democrats set up the whole January 6th riot. None of that is true. It's not factually accurate. And so this woman was scared, but there are a lot of people who are scared and they think the wrong thing based on misinformation. And that's the stuff that I want to get away from. So anyway, let's spend just a moment before we have to get to a break here. Let's just spend a moment talking about the semifinal game tonight. It's the Fiesta Bowl, number 10 Miami and number 6 Ole Miss. You see, this is the stuff that's more fun to talk about. I want to be clear here. I'm not going to just dismiss my responsibility as a talk show host. And we are going to talk about things. But I don't want to dwell on the hate that is based on misinformation. The hate that is based on basic political brainwashing. The hate that is not founded in reality or in fact. You know, I hope everybody is a patriotic American and they care. I hope everybody votes. I hope everybody pays attention to what is going on. But, you know, we're not going to dedicate every show all day to this. And you can tell by the number of calls we've had that this is, you know, what some people want to talk about. But you know, it just gets to be old after a while. So, you know, yeah, I want to talk about the playoffs, the college football playoffs. I mean, number 10, Miami beat Ohio State. Ohio State was number 2 at the time. Ohio State was number 1 most of the year. Miami, you know, they've been on and off, but they've been really on a lot recently. You know, and they beat Ohio State to get to the semifinals. Ole Miss beat number 3 ranked Georgia last weekend to get to the semifinals. So it's Ole Miss and Miami. Who wins this game? I mean, this is a tough one to figure out, but we're going to talk about it, and we'll also talk about the game tomorrow night. All right, if you do want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And look, this is really, really fun news. Bruno Mars going on his first big stadium tour in, I think, 10 years. And Bruno Mars is coming to New Orleans. He'll be here September 16th. That's the anniversary of the Beatles performing at City Park Stadium in 1964. So Bruno Mars is going to be in the Caesars Superdome September 16th. The arena tour begins in Las Vegas April the 10th. And, you know, this is one of those performers for a young generation today who is going to live on and be part of their lives as they get older. And years from now, Bruno Mars is going to go on another tour or appear somewhere. And it's going to be like the baby boomer generation going to see Rod Stewart. And I think it's cool that every generation has their performers that they always love. All right, I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back on WW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, all right. The President of the United States wants to put humans back on the moon before his term ends. Is that going to happen? Oh, wait. He says he wants to put somebody on the moon before his term ends. His term ends in 2028, but the president says he wants to put humans back on the moon by 2030. You know, almost every day I'm bringing up clues that the president plans on running again for an unprecedented, at this point, illegal third term in 2028. And I think the plans are there for him to run again. This defies the Constitution. It defies tradition. It is unprecedented. Is it going to happen? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But see, there's another clue. Because he's out in 2028, the beginning of 2029, but yet he wants to put people back on the moon by 2030. And again, you know, I brought up this, the demolition of that whole area. I think it was part of the East Wing, that whole ballroom area, building the new ballroom. I mean, you know, by the time that's finished, I mean, he's not going to have that much more time in office. So I think he's doing that because he plans on running and winning again in 2028. The plane gift that he got from the government of Qatar. This is, a plane that has to be totally renovated. I don't think it's going to be ready until closer to the end of his term in 2028. So he's not going to be able to use it as president. He'll be able to use it in his private life. And I'm assuming that he's going to be making enough money as president to afford the fuel for it. But I think this is another indication that, you know, he wants to use that as president. And I think that's another indication that he's planning on running in 2028. All right, let's go to Frank in Long Island. Frank, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
It's good. How are you, my friend?
I'm good.
The other day, I was scrolling on Facebook and I hear a voice. I went back and lo and behold, it's you. So I finally saw what you look like, young man.
Wait a minute. So until that moment, you had no idea what I looked like?
I had no idea.
Wow.
And so I scroll back, and I go, oh, my God, he's got the hair of a 21-year-old. If I was a woman, a young lady, I'd take a shot at you. You're a good-looking man.
Frank,
I've been meaning to call you for a week, but it's been so crazy over here.
I appreciate it.
I believe that. And I like the direction you're going, you know, less politics.
Yeah.
And I would love to comment on that other guy's call, but that's not the reason why. I don't like to tell Coleman or Ian one thing I'm calling say another. So we'll deal with that another day. But you take care, young man. No wonder the ladies all go with you and have so many lady phone calls.
Frank, I appreciate that very much. Thanks a lot. And I think it's important to know what I look like because I think that just makes it a little more personal. So for those of you, it's really interesting to me. I mean, I've been doing this for so long that it's interesting to me that there are people listening who have no idea what I look like. And then you see what I look like. I should have asked Frank, well, were you disappointed? You know, all this time listening and you don't know what I look like, the chances of somebody looking like their voice, you know, are pretty rare. I mean, I not many people actually look like their voice. There are a few people who do, but I don't think I look like my voice. Anyway, that was kind of interesting. Let's go to Mark, who is driving in from Georgia. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, how y'all doing? Go Dogs. We got cheated out of that, but we're looking for
You got cheated?
Oh, yeah, I'm kidding. We're just disgruntled. Yeah. But getting back to the shooting you were talking about, it's a shame the agent who shot at the female. I mean, that was a justified shooting. I mean, I don't understand how the mayor should. I understand nobody wants to get shot, but how can the mayor say that he wants the ice out of the whole city? They're just doing their job. So,
well, I'm sure the mayor wanted ice out of the city before the shooting, and that was another reason. I don't know enough about it, Mark. I've seen the video, but I haven't studied it in detail, so I don't know enough about it to know whether or not the shooting was justified. So I'm just kind of leaving it at that right now. But I appreciate your comment. Where are you right now in your drive into New Orleans?
I just crossing into Mississippi, trying to find one of them po' boys coming over Pearl River, Mississippi River Bridge. So.
All right. Well, you should be able to find a po' boy soon.
Oh yeah, looking forward to it. Y'all do have the good food down here, that's for sure. So.
All right, Mark. I appreciate
y'all
the call.
Take care.
Glad you're listening as you're driving in. I know, you know, we have a lot of truck drivers who listen to this show as well, and I think that's I think it's really cool. All right, so. The president wants humans back on the moon by 2030. Does the president know of some scientific reasons why we would benefit going back to the moon? I mean, I'd love to watch it. I'd like to see it. I think it's really cool that we land on the moon. I mean, when I was watching that back in the summer of 1969, live on television, I was just enthralled by what was happening. And the idea that we, you know, send people there and they land and walk on the surface of the moon is just incredible. I mean, it's an example of America ingenuity, and we did it. And I don't think anybody else has walked on the moon, have they? I don't think any other humans have walked on the moon other than Americans. So should we go back, and what do we do if we actually get there? I mean, it's not like you can set up a resort, a hotel. It's not like you could set up a golf course or anything like that. You know, hey, go to the moon. Hey, you know, we're going to have excursions to the moon now. And hey, honey, would you like to go to Vegas or you want to go to the moon? I don't know.
I have a conspiracy theory.
Oh, let's hear it.
Maybe he wants to go to the moon for the same reason he wants Greenland. Maybe
same reason why?
For the same reason he wants Greenland. Maybe there's some kind of strategic advantage. You can see Russia from the moon. You know that, right?
Yeah, you can. You can also see Russia from Sister Palin's house. Let's see. I mean, if there's a reason to go to the moon, let's go to the moon. But, you know, we're kind of tight on money in this country. We don't have as much as we need, so I don't think we need to waste any money going to the moon. But if there's a reason to go to the moon, it would be really cool to be watching people walk on the moon. It would be great if they actually walked on the moon during our show, and we could carry it live, and you could hear them walk on the moon. Although I don't think footsteps on the moon make much noise.
You know, now that I think about it, I would love to see people walk on the moon to see who's going to be the first astronaut to actually moonwalk on the moon. Not like moonwalk, but like actually do the Michael Jackson moonwalk on the moon. I'm surprised no astronaut has done that yet. Why well, not moonwalk? Did the moonwalk come? Yeah,
we haven't gone back to the moon since Michael Jackson did the moonwalk.
Huh, that's what it is. But now that we know that the moonwalk exists, I want somebody to go to the moon just so they can moonwalk on the moon as they moonwalk.
That would be cool. Or from the moon, shoot us the moon.
Yeah, how about that?
You know, could you drop the trowel of the spacesuit and shoot the moon from the moon?
They might have to vacuum seal it, but maybe.
Yeah. All right, look, let's do this. Let's do an instant SOT text off here. So with the college football playoff semifinal game tonight between number 10 Miami and number 6 Ole Miss, who do you think is going to win? Let's see what our audience has to say, and then tomorrow we'll report back on whether or not our audience was right. So I want you to think about this. Don't just haphazardly vote. I want you to think. Who do you think is going to win the game tonight, Miami or Ole Miss? All you have to do is text the word Miami or Ole Miss to the Oakenheart text line 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. Text Miami or Ole Miss, depending on who you think is going to win, to the Oakenheart text line, and we'll have the results of the instant SOTA text off coming up right after this break. The Oakenheart Jewelers text line is 504-260-1870. And any comments on whether or not we should go back to the moon? And, you know, I mean, if you have a legitimate comment to make about what's going on in Minnesota, you know, I'll take a few of those comments. But, don't say that I said something that I didn't say, number one. And number two, if you want to be argumentative and get into the hate argument, I'm going to end the conversation. That's simple. All right. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back with the results of our text off. Is it going to be Miami or Ole Miss? Text Miami or Ole Miss to 504-260-1870, and we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today, January the 8th, is Elvis Presley's birthday. Elvis would have been 91 years old had he lived that long. And today is also David Bowie's birthday. And I think it's just really sad that David Bowie's not here. David Bowie would have been 78 years old today. And coming up in the next hour, we're going to honor David Bowie. All of our bumper music is going to be David Bowie music. And this guy was a musical genius. And as I said at the opening of the show, just really fascinating how trans and how bisexual David Bowie appeared, and yet a young generation loved him. That young generation is the boomer generation. They're now the establishment, and many in that generation are totally judgmental against anybody who's bisexual or trans, and yet they accepted it back then. So I just think it's really interesting, and that's, again, why I refer to myself as a hostile witness to the baby boomer generation. All right, so we've got an instant SOTA text-off going on. The big game tonight, the semifinal college football playoff game. It's the Fiesta Bowl tonight, number 10 Miami and number 6 Ole Miss. So we did an instant poll here. Who is going to win? This is the feelings of our audience. Miami or Ole Miss? Let's go to Coleman with the results.
All right. 70% of the Scoot audience says Ole Miss.
Wow. That's pretty significant.
Yeah, 30% says Miami.
You know, I'm going to make this pick now. I can see either team winning. And I'm going to go along with the audience on this. I think Ole Miss finds a way to win the game tonight. I'm not sure they're going to win the national championship, but let's see how they play tonight. There was a time when I just hated Miami. You know, back in, I guess it was the 90s, it just seemed like they were thugs. You know, the players were like thugs. They had like a thug mentality, and I just didn't like Miami. So, but I've come to totally respect them today, and they're a hell of a football team. And again, Miami beat Ohio State to get to the semifinals, 24-14. So tonight, it's Miami and Ole Miss to move on to the college football championship, which is going to be Monday, January 19th. And the audience, 70% of our audience says it's going to be Ole Miss. I'm going to go along with the audience here. I wouldn't be surprised if Miami won, but I think Ole Miss finds a way to win. I think they've got this inspiration within them, and I don't think you can ever beat inspiration. When you've got the inspiration, when you've got the motivation, I don't care what talent the other team has. In a lot of cases, motivation is going to carry you through. And I think Ole Miss has that. And I think losing Lane Kiffin is part of what ignited that within the Ole Miss Rebels. So, yeah, I think they win the game. It should be a good game tonight. And then tomorrow night is the other semifinal game between number one Indiana and number five Oregon. Man, what a game that's going to be. Who's going to win that game? We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Yeah, I'm kind of partial to Oregon because I lived in Portland and my son's there, and they're a great football team. But so is Indiana. And I love that Indiana hasn't been in this position in, I don't know how many years, but I know it's being promoted out there, how many years it's been since they've been to a championship game. But I don't remember in my lifetime, I don't remember Indiana being a powerhouse team, a good team, but not a powerhouse team. And they're in the position now, and they've got the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback to go with their team. So, you know, Indiana's great. It's going to be really hard for Oregon to beat Indiana. That's the Peach Bowl. That's tomorrow night. We'll do an instant text off on that tomorrow. And then also tomorrow on Free for All Friday, we'll talk a lot about the wild card weekend games. There's games Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night. And who's going to win those games? We'll do some text off and see how our audience feels about that. But the SOTA audience thinks it's going to be Ole Miss, 70-30. Now, I hope this is not skewed because Ole Miss is in the SEC. Yeah, well, we're going to just pull for the SEC. See, I'm not, you know, I'm going to pull for the team that I think is going to win or the team that I like. And sometimes I don't like SEC teams. You know, I'm here in the South, but I don't automatically side with the SEC. You know, they're not always my favorite team, but there's something about this Ole Miss team that is to be respected, and I think they may win the game tonight. Anyway, we'll know tonight. I'm going to watch it. Should be fun. All right, got to get to a break here. If you're on hold, hang on. We're going to get to more of your comments coming up. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1966, this was the number one album in America. And from the album Rubber Soul, this is one of my favorite songs from the Beatles. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. On the SOTA calendar, happy birthday today to lead singer of Loverboy, Mike Reno, 71 years old today. And tomorrow, of course, we open up Free for All Friday with Working for the Weekend by Loverboy. So what about all of that boycotting of the NFL? All those people who were so serious about boycotting the NFL because of Colin Kaepernick taking a knee or because the NFL put end racism and things like that in the end zones and on helmets. Did the boycotts work? I've got the answer coming up in the next hour. We'll talk about that. Yeah, look, if you want to make a civil comment, because it is going on and it is important, if you want to make a civil comment about what's going on in Minnesota, we can entertain some of your comments. Also, the Ravens kicker, Tyler Loop, who missed the field goal, the 44-yard field goal that sent the Ravens packing and sent the Steelers to the playoffs. That guy has been hit with an unbelievable number of messages on social media. Many of them are hateful. Could you take that kind of criticism? We'll talk about that coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.